Hey guys, this is Wallytron 101. Check this out right here. It just keeps getting weirder and weirder. I'm just telling you. This is a horse head nebula. And this is today. This is the 30th. James Webb Telescope reveals fiery mane of this horse head nebula. There's the horse. Do you see it right there? Right there. You can see the horse head. Horse is coming, guys. The white horse, which is it's not the rapture, it's not Jesus Christ, it's the false Christ, who is the one taking the place of Christ. That's what Antichrist means. Antichrist means in place of. Just like Jesus said, if Christ is in the desert, he says he's in the desert, he's here, he's there, don't believe it. And many are going to come, but there's going to be one that comes, who I believe is being raised up right now. I put up a video just a few minutes ago talking about P. Willie, just came out again on the 30th. Horsehead-shaped nebula gets its close-up in new photos. This is today, guys, the 30th. And remember, the 30th, and this is the satanic calendar. Satanic calendar, today is the 30th, and it is Rudmas Day, Beltane Eve. This is like, just like we, you know, I don't celebrate Christmas and stuff, but just like people celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all that stuff, and birthdays, and anniversaries, they have their calendar where they celebrate their festivals and their days. And today is a big one. Today is the 30th. This is Beltane Eve. This is the greatest witch's Sabbath. And on this same day is this horse head nebula coming in. And this reminds me of this. Remember this bloody white horse, first time ever in the history of London, of England? On the same day, Big Ben stops at 9 o'clock. It chimed through, you know, on that day, it chimed 33 chimes. So it takes you to your 33rd degree Mason. So there's your horse. There's your red horse, your bloody horse pointing to, this is bigger than what happened with Queen Elizabeth. And this is a huge watch for a new king is about to be crowned in England. That's what all this means. They turned it off and they turned it back on 10-10, which is 9-1-1, which is the bottomless pit, which points to the Great Tribulation, which points to this horse, this white horse, this horse head nebula, points to the Antichrist, who I believe is my number one candidate, is P. Willie. He's about to be crowned King of England. That's what all this means. And two signs that we're heading for the apocalypse. I believe we're in it. You need to live your life like you're in the Great Tribulation, like we're in the apocalypse. And apocalypse means revealing. Revelation is a revealing. Revelation's is a book of revealing. Thank you, Jesus, that he gave us the book of Revelations. Can you imagine if we didn't have the book of Revelations? We would be in some serious trouble. So people think two signs we're heading for the apocalypse happened in London. People are understandably a little nervous. If you were walking through the center of London yesterday morning, you might have thought you were in a scene from the book of Revelations. Hello, behold a white horse. Revelation 6, right? His hooves and chest apparently covered in blood, galloping through the city streets. And P. Willie came out today as well on the 30th. I just showed you it's the 30th. And I reported on this earlier. If this thing will load up for me. P. Willie gave a rare update on where is Kate's health. That's not the story. The story is that he showed up here on today. That he came out today on the 30th. And this thing is not working for him. There it is. So, there it is, guys. He showed up today. Look at these people's face here. It's really happy. Are we looking at the Antichrist? Are we looking at the new King of England that is coming? Is that what this horse head nebula is revealing? Is that what, you know, and he comes out on the 30th on Beltane Eve. Beltane Eve. This is the evil things that they do on Beltane Eve with, you know, this last week was the bloody horse. Big Ben stops at 9 o'clock, straight up 9 o'clock. They turn it back on 10-10, and it ran, and it, before it got turned off, it chimed 30, three times. So, behold a white horse. This is really wild. This is the Metro. You might think you're in the book of Revelations. This is what they said, guys. Behold a white horse. First seal is broken. Its hooves and chest apparently covered in blood, galloping through the streets, city streets, alongside a similarly rideless black one. The black horse. Four horsemen. You look up and the clock on Big Ben, the paragon of reassuring reliability, sorry, in the Capitol, stopped at 9 a.m. Why 9? It bongs are not ringing out as normal at that point, at the same time as this. This is a huge ritual, guys. They are showing us something major, major, major. Coming. New king of England. The Antichrist is being raised up. At that point, you're probably expecting the ground to crack open beneath you. And this guy filled with willing souls. And the night on Bald Mountain blares out. So, pretty wild, huh? There's your horse right there. Runaway horses. But no, two chilling proponents. Ba-da-ba-da-da-dang. Running almost trampled London pedestrians. It did trample some London pedestrians. So, two signs that we're in apocalypse. That's what they're saying. Behold, a white horse. P. Willie came out today on the 30th. Beltane Eve. This looks very, very similar to 2022 when Kevin, he lives there in England, he told me that you need to be watching for Queen Elizabeth. She is going to pass away. He said the same thing just a couple days ago. I've reported on that a few times. But Kevin, he's in the know there. He says King Charles says they're going to report that he has passed away. That's what all of this means, what he said, being on the ground there across the pond there in England. And he called it, and I called it. Are we going to see something similar? Because remember, September the 7th was the marriage of the beast. And Queen Elizabeth, she passed the next day. Are they going to do the same thing here on May the 1st? That May the 2nd, King Charles has passed away. So, signs are pointing to that big time. It's a huge watch. Why is that important? What's the revealing? If P. Willie is the Antichrist, you know what I'm saying? Then that's a big, huge piece of the prophetic puzzle, end time puzzle for us to get raptured out, you know, possibly this year. I'm a Feast of Trumpets rapture guy. I'm not a, you know, anytime the rapture can happen. I'm not a, a Passover, Pentecost, you know, rapture guy, or a pre-tribulation rapture guy. I'm not that. I don't believe in that. I think it's all a bunch of hooey. And you need to live your life like that. You need to live your life like we're in the apocalypse, or like we're in the great tribulation. Because if you do, you will not be deceived by what comes next. Because remember those frog spirits that come out of the mouths of the satanic trinity are the spirits that deceive the nations, that deceive the whole world. So there's a deception coming. We've been in a great deception since 2020 until now, which is, you know, Ryan Reynolds, you know, Match.com, he marries 2020. They were in the know about all this stuff until now. And this December is 4-year anniversary of all of that. And now we're, the white horse is running. It's about to be revealed, the Antichrist, right? I just fed the birds, so they're super happy out there. So what do you guys think about that? It's huge, huge. We're in a huge, huge time right now. But this one right here is what blew me away. This is today. This is the 30th. Today, James Webb Telescope reveals fiery mane of the Horsehead Nebula. It's another horse. How many horses we got that God has to show us to let us know that we're moving in, we're in the Great Tribulation, and we're moving into it officially right now? Well, where's this? Where is that? Where are the two witnesses? Where? You need to live your life like you're in it, because if you do, what comes next is going to sweep you away. If you're in a pre-tribulation rapture mindset, well, we're not in a great tribulation yet, so we can take this, we can do this. Do you see the deception there, the lie there? Live your life like you are in the great tribulation. Live your, whether we are or not, it doesn't matter. Like the people are fight over whether the earth is round or flat. It doesn't, who cares? It doesn't matter. What matters is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what matters. That you endure to the end. That you don't get swept away. You don't get deceived. You don't get destroyed in the end. And that is what this channel is all about. That's what we're all about here on this channel is watching, praying, watching, warning. So here it is, close up. This is the 30th, another article. This is the New York Post. Close up, a horse-shaped nebula captured by, not a straight answer, by beguiled. That's what that means in Hebrew, beguiled, deceived. So they're telling you, here it is. There it is right there. It's a beautiful picture of the horse head, which is on the 30th here. I just showed you that. And this last week, we just had a bloody white horse running through the streets of England. And on the same, at the exact same time, at 9 o'clock in the morning, what was this horse doing out there? This is the king's horse. This horse is only brought out. This horse right here is only brought out on special occasions. Why was it out? How did it get out? A lot of people are saying it was let loose. Why? Well, they're telling you something. They're showing you. He's coming. The king is coming. Their king, not ours, their king, Israel's king. Are they going to sacrifice the red heifer? Because this is the last day of Passover. Today is the last day of Passover. The red heifer, we're moving towards, you know, Pentecost, which is the 19th. Remember, May 18th, it's the last day of the 40-day count from April the 8th. It's solar eclipse. 40-day count of warning and judgment is May 18th. And remember, the Simpsons had their episode. I just put that video up just a few days ago that the Simpsons rapture date is May 18th at 3:15 p.m. Hello? May 18th is the 40th day of, you know, the 40-day count. We're in it. Here it is. The horses. Behold, a white horse. They put that in that article there. That really blows my mind. Behold, a white horse. That's Revelation speak right there. That's Revelation chapter 6. Behold, a white horse. Its hoofs, chest apparently covered in blood. Apparently, it was. Galloping through the city streets alongside a similarly riderless black one. There were four horses riding. Four horsemen riding. Big Ben stops. 9. Kicks back on. 10, 11. They're telling you. You know them by their signs and symbols. It's huge. So I'm going to leave it here with you guys. Today's the 30th. We're in Beltane Eve. This is the high, what they call the, sorry about that, Maggie. This is the greatest witch's Sabbath is today. This is right now. It is now. So anyway, guys, I'm going to leave it here with you. Maggie's, something's outside bugging her. So I'm going to leave it here with you. What do you guys think about this horse head nebula? And we had a white horse last week, and now we have a horse nebula coming. Horse is coming, guys. And it's not Jesus Christ. It is the Antichrist is coming. The revealing is coming. We're in the season of the revealing, not in the season of the rapture. The rapture will happen in the fall. Now, how do I know that? Well, I'm a Feast of Trumpets rapture guy, and that's always in the fall. That's the next feast to be fulfilled on this day. All right, guys, I'll let you go. Comment below if you have anything else. All right, guys, I'll see you. Bye-bye.